Mountaintop removal mining is one of the most controversial industrial practices of our time, but few outside the region have seen it firsthand. A Pittsburgh activist is trying to change that by leading four-day tours into the heart of Appalachia. The Allegheny Front's Caitlin Malangowski reports.
Sarah Landini navigates a van through rural roads in southern West Virginia as she talks to seven other women who join her. Most of them are college-aged.
And one of the ways that I show my care and concern is to speak up.
Landini is the Pittsburgh Regional Coordinator with Restoring Eden. That's a Christian-based environmental group that, quote, serves and protects God's creation.
If I believe that God created the world and that he created it good and he provided whatever we need, then it just affects how I'm going to relate with the earth and relate with other humans and other creatures.
Everyone on the bus has heard something about mountaintop removal, like Pamela Engelman, an environmental science major at Waynesburg University.
Last spring, we did a report for our environmental biology class on mountaintop removal. We had to research it and then present it to the class.
Her classmate and friend, Laura Bezkit, says they want to learn more.
I was really interested in how it affects the local communities.
The van struggles its way up a winding gravel path in a more remote part of Appalachia. The tour is on its way to visit Larry Gibson, a 63-year-old activist.
I'm either going to get you mad at me or you're going to get mad at the issue, but you're going to get mad today. And if I don't get you people mad today about what's happening, I haven't done my job.
Gibson goes on to tell the group his homestead on the Cayford Mountains has been in his family for more than 200 years. His ancestors originally owned 500 acres, but they signed away most of their land to coal companies.
In 1906, the industry came in and found out that my people signed three X's on the deed. They couldn't read. They didn't even know what they had signed away.
He put his remaining 50 acres in a land trust in the 1980s. Since then, Gibson has been fighting off coal companies, and he says that's put him in harm's way.
In this past year, we've had two drive-by shootings right there where y'all were sitting at today.
Gibson and the group hiked to the summit of his property. At the top, 2,400 feet, he warns them that they're now walking through Hell's Gates.
I call it Hell's Gates simply because that's the separation between life and death.
Adjacent mountains, only a few hundred feet away, are flattened. The group has lots of questions about what they see.
And where is all the mountain gone? Down?
Oh, it's spread left to right. Over here, the valley fill right here. Over here, the valley fill to the right. The valley
Gibson
fill.
Is pointing to valleys that have been filled with rocks and debris from mining. He says this destroys streams and affects communities below. The sunsets, too, are not the same.
And they would spray through the trees and the sun would burst out. And anyway.
As the group leaves, Gibson tells them there's no way he'd power his home with coal. He uses wood instead. Next stop is Rock Creek, to the home of Chuck Nelson. Nelson sits in front of the furnace in his log cabin, sipping on black coffee between sentences. He was an underground coal miner for more than 30 years. Mining was in his blood. His father and grandfather were both coal miners. He read about mountaintop removal in a pamphlet from the group he's a member of now, the Ohio Valley Environmental Coalition. He agrees with Gibson that it's not easy being openly against mountaintop mining.
Right now is the most dangerous time to be in West Virginia. You know, if you're an activist or if you're speaking out against mountaintop removal, because we get threats everywhere we go.
Nelson explains surface mining requires fewer workers. When he was working in the mines, 150,000 miners were employed in the state. Now, around 20,000 remain, according to the West Virginia Labor Market Information.
So it takes a lot away from underground miners. It just takes a handful of people to operate these big surface mines. And but, you know, they don't, when they say it's cheap, it's not so cheap.
He says it ruins communities. He visited one family living near a mountaintop mine with three children and no clean drinking water.
Their water looked like coffee. It's full of heavy metals, and everything that's in that slurry was in their well water.
Nelson tells such a compelling story that Landini offers him a prayer.
But can I pray for you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I've done this wish before.
God, we thank you for Chuck. We thank you for this house, the warmth, and the hospitality.
The next day, the group explores New River Gorge to see the natural beauty of West Virginia.
That's just so cool.
There's like 10 species of salamanders that live here and like nowhere else.
Yeah.
I like salamanders.
Ooh,
so cool.
What kind of bird is that? It was really small.
Ooh.
Back on the bus, Landini says it's the contrast between nature and mining that makes her more aware of her carbon footprint.
I'm becoming very, very sensitive to wasting electricity because I like know the people's faces who it affects. I know people who are sick because we waste energy.
Back at Waynesburg University, Engelman says the tour was eye-opening, and she learned much more than from her class report. She reads an entry from her journal.
It's horrifying and sickening to my stomach. It's frustrating and hard to take in. I'm put at a place where I'm lost for words. What do you say when man has gone so far to quench their greedy thirst for more and faster energy? It is almost as if humans are taking God's creation and just shoving it back in his face.
Engelman says she wants to do more than turn off lights when she's not in a room. She says she would like to bring more awareness of the impacts of mountaintop mining to her campus. In the meantime, Sara Landini will continue her mission with more tours in the spring. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Caitlin Malangowski.